This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. New York State Republicans apparently value Donald Trump over John Kasich and Ted Cruz. The controversial real estate mogul convincingly won his home state as Cruz, coming in third, learned the hard way not to insult New York values. Trump secured 61% of the vote, Ohio Governor John Kasich 25%, and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas just 15%. Hillary Clinton soundly beat Bernie Sanders 59% to 41% in a state both contestants claim is their home state. Sean Gilliland, chairman of the Essex County Republican Committee, spoke to The Worldview.
Cruz and Trump don't fare well against Hillary, so my feeling is it's not a good decision for the Republicans to choose either of those two.
The Worldview also spoke to Roger Sikar, public relations chair for the New York Young Republicans Club, who also had hard words about Trump.
If he is the nominee, he's going to face a number of liabilities. These are going to range from his past treatment of women to questions of his moral character, questions of his business ethics, questions of his personal ethics, things like Trump University. You know, we certainly have not heard the last of that. Hiring illegal workers, the whole gamut. I can't imagine a Republican candidate who faces more potential questions than Donald Trump.
Daniel 2:21 says, "No matter the outcome, God will have all his holy will, for he changes the times and seasons, and he removes kings and sets up kings." U.S. military rescue planes came to the aid of the Japanese in a remote part of southern Japan, hit by two earthquakes that struck Thursday and Saturday, killing nearly 50 people and stranding more than 1,000. At least five are dead and thousands missing after a storm carrying 16 inches of rain hit Houston, Texas. Television footage featured swimming horses with life-jacketed rescuers, children in trash cans, and totes floated by parents in waist-deep water, while others used refrigerators and freezers as boats to escape the unexpected flooding. The Taliban is taking credit for a pair of deadly explosions at a national security station in Kabul, Iraq, that killed 28. The explosions came as Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made his third visit to Iraq. Ash announced the addition of more than 200 U.S. military personnel, as well as new equipment in the form of Apache attack helicopters. This came just in time as combined forces are set to try to retake Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, from ISIS. The death toll quickly continues to rise above 400 people following a deadly 7.8 earthquake near Quito, Ecuador. One American and two Canadians were confirmed among the dead, but the news of three rescued from the rubble of a mall after being trapped 32 hours gave hope for those whose loved ones were still unaccounted for. Jonah prayed after his deliverance. "At the roots of the mountain, I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought me up from the pit, O Lord, my God." According to Charisma News, the Alliance of Baptists have ordained their first openly transgendered minister. Allison Dillon Robinson, anatomically a man and ordained as one, was reordained after he reapplied for ordination as a woman. Actress Doris Roberts, who played Marie Barone, the nosy and overbearing mother to Ray Romano's character on the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond, died on Monday. She was 90. Writer and director Pat Nesserato is bringing a new, controversial film to the theaters in the fall. Voiceless will take direct aim at the pro-life versus pro-abortion debate with conviction and compassion in an effort to engage the church. The story is about a leader who risks his life to stand against an abortion mill that set up shop across the street from his church. Nesserato, also known for his work on The Passion of the Christ, Bella, and The End of the Spear, told The Worldview his goal with the movie was not to body slam those who disagree with us or alienate them before we've had the chance to talk with them.
We want the church to get involved, but for the non-Christian households and even the pro-choice households, I guess you could say, one of the things we'd like to do is to spark, first of all, this movie doesn't alienate that group of people. Yet we didn't compromise, as you'll see. We take a very hard stand against abortion. So I would love for this to be a way for pro-choice people to look at our side.
For he that will save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake shall save it. Luke 17:33. And that's the worldview on this Wednesday, April 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.